Three movements from Petrushka by Stravinsky, performed by the BBC New Generation artist Khatia Bunyatishvili, last Monday at London's Wigmore Hall. Well, this coming Monday, the Emerson Quartet are at the Wigmore and they'll be performing music by Dvorak. That's just after the 1 o'clock news on Monday.
Tom Shakespeare.
Why should Earl Grey be the Coalition's cup of tea? Could you bear to stand in the North Sea with St Cuthbert preaching to the seals? Do you think that the Scots are best kept the other side of Hadrian's Wall? Or would you rather just let the train take the strain? These are among the questions which shall be explored in the New Histories of the Northeast, a special series of the essay recorded live at the Sage Gateshead as part of the Free Thinking Festival this autumn.
The essay from Radio 3's Free Thinking.
So make a date to hear me, Tom Shakespeare, together with some of the Northeast's leading writers, tell why for over 1,000 years our beautiful region has been the intellectual and cultural powerhouse of England.
Weekdays this week at 11 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
Well, this is BBC Radio 3, a couple of minutes after 3 o'clock, and we come now to World Roots. And this week, Lucy Duran reports from WOMAX, the annual gathering of the world music industry. It was held last weekend in the Danish capital, Copenhagen.
At WOMAX, you really get a sense of what's happening in the world music industry and who are the up-and-coming artists. And there's so much live music, it's almost hard to know what to listen to. The showcases run every evening from 9 to 2 a.m. with at least 15 concerts featuring lots of new talent, plus some veteran musicians. So over the next 2 weeks, we're going to hear some of the best showcase concerts. And this week, music from Rajasthan, Finland, Wales, and Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean. First up, though, a brilliant guitarist and singer from southwest Madagascar with high-octane music, Tsapik. This is Damili.
Chicken, We've just been listening to one of my favourite styles of music, and it comes from the southwest of Madagascar. It's called Sapik, and here at Womex, it's the musician Damili who's playing this music. Damili, it's such high-octane music. It's such powerful, fast music. What is it about that corner of southwest Madagascar that creates this incredible music?
Voilà. Les tapiques, en fait, c'est un genre musical du sud-ouest de Madagascar.
Sapik is a type of music that comes from around the Tulia regions in southwest Madagascar. It's dance music and it's developed from the traditional ceremonies that we have, where sometimes we dance for 2 days non-stop. The ceremonies like burying the dead or circumcisions.
I mean, it's got to be some of the fastest music in the world as well.
En fait, à Madagascar, la musique, ça fait partie de la vie. On a besoin
in
de
fact,
la musique
in Madagascar, music is part of life. We need music in Madagascar to live because it is a poor country. People don't have much to eat, so music is a kind of food for us. We are nourished by the music. When we hear music, we have to move our bodies. Sapik is music to make the Malgache people dance. It's hot where we live, but still, we need rapid movement. We dance and dance more and more quickly.
What kinds of things are you singing about, Damili?
The words talk about the daily life where I live. They talk about moral issues. We say, it's not good to do this. Instead, you should do that. For example, where I live, we have the Malgamins, the playboys. They sleep around with 3 or 4 women. We think that is my group and myself think that this is not right.
And what does it mean, Sapik?
It's a name that people give to us and to the music. It's a label.
So they call you Sapik, the people from the southwest.
Exactement, oui.
Yes, Sapik is the music, it's the dance, it's the people too. Sapik is our life. It comes from poor families because when you are poor, people do not take any notice of you. Therefore, we have created this music and we play it loudly with loudspeakers to create more energy. Sapik is our cry to the world. We want people to hear us, so we make it as powerful as possible. That's how it works.
Puisque les autres nous écoutent, voilà. Ça marche comme ça.
On y va!
That was Maria Kalanieni, one of the artists showcased here at WOMEX 2010 in Copenhagen. She's an accordion player from Finland, accompanied by her band on harmonica, harmonium and guitar. And we just heard the traditional Finnish piece, Jeppo Polska. And so, Maria, you're an accordionist and you're also a singer.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, certainly the accordion seems to be one of the instruments that Finland specializes in, and you have an extraordinary range of styles of accordion.
That's true. I think that accordion has always been kind of a Finnish soul instrument because of
soul instrument.
Yeah,
and the instrument that expresses the Finnish soul.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons is that you know, Finland has been in many wars. And accordion was always your instrument that was quite easy to pick with you when you got to the front. Yeah, and when there was a break in this all war making, so the soldiers took accordion and they played joyful but also these very melancholic waltzes and tangos and whatever on accordion. Yeah, so that's why I think that we have so strong emotional feeling to this instrument. Of course, there are people that hate accordion, as in many countries. But I mean, we have a very, very, very strong accordion culture in Finland. Many great classical accordionists, folk accordionists, also even jazz and then new music also. So it has a really big and fantastic role in Finnish musical life.
I know that in Finland there's a sense that tango is really a Finnish music. It's the music of the countryside.
Finnish people fell in love with tango and
a long time ago.
A long time ago, because Finnish people have never been so very good in the small talking. So, but the tango lyrics are very deep and emotional. And when a woman and a man is dancing, through the dancing, and somebody else is singing the lyrics, "I love you and you are beautiful" and all these things. And then when you dance and hear dancing to the tango music, you can feel the emotions and you don't need to talk, because we are
the music does it for you.
The music does it for you. And tango is so emotional, and we have very great tango composers in Finland, like Toivo Kärki. And yesterday at our concert I played one tango of Toivo Kärki, Under Fullmånen, Täysi kuu. Unto Mononen has great tango. So, yeah.
And the lyrics say?
It's a love song, and it also tells about the moon, how the moon is following the people down on the earth, and the tragical but also beautiful love life.
Thank you. vem det längtans fulla är. Måne du röj inte längre, gör det nu.
Light on. Qu'il est veille, qu'il est mon étoile pour qu'il est un bon Dieu. Qu'il est l'embelle, mi dépale, mi gagne, puis rouvre mon yeux. N'a sa pendant ce main, sa mon pas qu'elle est lourd. Femme calbelia, femme de feu flamme d'Anjay pour. Venez dans vain mon vie, viens, venez l'amour. Femme calbelia, femme de feu flamme d'Anjay pour. Venez dans vain mon vie, viens, venez l'amour. Pungi d'Afrika Timani dan pepo dan dam la te. Sari lampoun jabi tou bouyon fait ram mon la de. Mon la mi kri ti a mi kri l'assassin secours. Nen bou boui lansan silence pou li dan mon ke un tambour. Pou gen gou la vi mi melan la peine ek l'amour. Nen boubouy lansan silans pou li dan mon kè tambou. Pou gen gou la vi mi melan la pen ek l'amou. Na 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 na. Get avec les yeux fini avec le cœur, il fait mon tout sentiment. La dit plus qu'il y a mon cachette, c'est plus qu'on a le goût piment. Et puis n'importe toi, il dit appel demain un jour. Ou la cadeau, la terre, les yeux doux, cri pas le retour. Arrive la saison où à coupe car aucun l'amour. Ou la cadeau la terre, un yeux doux cri pas le retour. Arrive la saison où à coupe car aucun l'amour. Ma prend carême, ma mette mon vestime, mon robe communion. Ma fait baptême, ma cache mon tenga, ma porte mon calon. Ça qui tient les sans énorme rosa paper le fou. La coque le vide et mon son ville vivant velours. Moi l'en ma cape, moi crasse braise rose l'amour. La coque le vide et mon son ville vivant velours. Moi l'en ma cape, moi crasse braise rose l'amour. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Well, that wonderful voice is the voice of Danielle Waro, who is the recipient of the Womex 2010 Artist Award. So many congratulations to you, Danielle, for receiving this very prestigious award. There's a lot of competition for this award.
Thank you very much.
And you are from Réunion, from the island of Réunion, which is part of France. But rather a long way away from it.
Yes.
Réunion is near Mauritius Island and Malagasy Island in Indian Ocean.
And your music, Danielle, is a style called Maloya. Will you tell us about Maloya?
Maloya, c'est la musique de la Réunion, mais qui a été nourrie.
Maloya is the music of the Réunion Island. And it has been enriched by different peoples, by the various population on Réunion. The island was uninhabited until the whites arrived. Then they brought slaves to the island from Madagascar and East Africa, and also from West Africa. After that, we had many people from South India, but they came not as slaves, but as workers with contracts. They were allowed to keep their own names and their own culture. We're still getting many migrants arriving on Réunion.
So Maloya, tell us about Maloya. Is this as mixed a music as your population is? Does it reflect the mixture of your population?
Oui, c'est principalement une musique mixte.
Maloya is mainly a mix of music between blacks coming from the slaves. It's a music that mixed the Malagasy influence with East and West African music. And after that, it was enriched by the South Indian migrants, mainly Tamils. This is reflected in the way we sing and dance, and in the instrument we use also. We can say that there is also an element of French romantic song that has been added to Maloya.
Daniel, I understand that Maloya was banned at some point.
Le Maloya était interdit. Il n'a pas été interdit officiellement, même si des fois on est.
Maloya was actually never banned officially, even if some of the books say that it was. Sometime during the 1950s, for example, it was suppressed because at that time there was a big political repression going on. So the ban was really a kind of self-censorship. The radio would not play Maloya, and that went on until 1981. We were conditioned to refuse and reject totally our Malagasy background and our African background. In the 1960s, Maloya became the voice of the Communist Party, who used it to spread their message. It was really kept alive at the time by the singer Firmin Viry, who sang with his family band. I was not brought up with Maloya, and I heard it for the first time when I was 20 years old. I felt it was important then for everyone on Réunion to rediscover this music. It's music that goes beyond politics. It goes right back to our roots. It's the true music of Réunion Island, and maybe it should be a universal music like Firmin Viry wanted.
And was he your teacher, Daniel?
Yes, my teacher, my model, my picture.
So will you do one more song for us?
Yes.
What will it be? Wait, don't go away. Tell us what you're going to play.
Mandela, the song Mandela.
Which is for Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela, naturally.
Wonderful.
Quelle gamonite Mandela, quelle gamonite we amota moi. Comme un calot de Mandela, te la pas mettre dans la gueule banane, te la pète à moi. Quelle est la dignité Mandela, quelle est la dignité oui amota à moi. Quand même pour les remandela, non te la pas souple, te la mette à moi. Quelle est l'éternité Mandela, quelle est l'éternité, oui à moi, à moi. 27 ans qu'a sauté Mandela, que clairement acquisé, tu es la mette à moi. 27 ans qu'a sauté Mandela, que clairement acquisé, tu es la mette à moi. Oh Mandela la que la lina na sa, na la la zanisa. Mandela la que la lina na sa, na la la zanisa. Mandela la que la lina na sa, na la la zanisa. Mandela la que la lina na sa, na la la zanisa. La la zanisa, 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 na la la zanisa. Mandela la que la lina na sa, na la la zanisa. Oui, Mandela la que la lina na sa, na la la zanisa. La la zanisa, na la la zanisa. La la zanisa, na la la zanisa. Na la la zanisa, na la la zanisa. Quelle gramonite Mandela, quelle gramonite. Oui, à mon amour.
You're listening to World Roots with me, Lucy Duran, at Womex 2010 in Copenhagen. And as always, for details of the music on the programme, please go to the BBC Radio 3 website. This is Studio 4 here at the state-of-the-art Danish radio building, which is the home for the Womex showcases. Studio 4 is devoted each night to music from a particular country, and tonight the Welsh have moved in. This is Mabon, a Welsh band whose music has been described as an inter-Celtic monster mashup. It was started some years ago by the guitarist Derek Smith, and now the band is led by his son, accordionist Jamie Smith. We'll be right back. Mabon, all the way from Wales, here at Copenhagen at Wormex 2010. I am with the leader of the band, who's called Jamie Smith. He's an accordionist. So, Jamie, I gather that the name Mabon means autumn equinox.
Yes, that's the meaning we like to use and think of. But you can Google Mabon and come up with all sorts of strange things. It's the god of this, the god of... In fact, in the Mabinogion, the book of Welsh myths and legends, Mabon is a character, and he's the god of youth in that as well.
So tell us about your music. How would you describe your style? I mean, I introduced you earlier on as an inter-Celtic monster mashup.
Wow, yeah.
Is that a description that you're comfortable with?
Yeah, I think inter-Celtic, certainly. It's Celtic music, but the inter-Celtic term for us really emphasises again how it's not simply Welsh Celtic music or just Irish or Scottish. We really, I've always been inspired by many styles and genres within the various Celtic countries and the traditions. And so just really to emphasise that inspiration, the roots of what we're drawing on.
So you feel similarity, you feel common ground with other Celtic cultures?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I grew up with Welsh folk music. You know, my parents brought me up with Welsh folk dancing, things like that. So by the time I actually came to start seriously playing an instrument as a teenager, I'd already sort of felt like I'd done the Welsh music thing, and I was instantly looking further afield. And as you know, musicians, we get to travel to different festivals and things, meet and see different bands. And so really it's just inspiration as I've gone along and have been, you know, going to Brittany, Ireland. But also I love a couple of our tunes. We draw on the Galician music, and it's not sort of trying to sort of copy and paste ideas. Do you know what I mean? It's not that deliberate. It's more just letting all these flavours come in and just writing music. And, you know, I may write a tune that really has that emotional, uplifting Galician feel, or, you know, or more rhythmical Breton sound. And so it's trying not to be too deliberate about it when you're writing the music. And that's how you get maybe a combination of different flavours.
So apparently your dad founded the band, is that right?
My dad asked me to join the band. Yeah, I was about 16, I think, 16, 17. And he'd had about a year playing with a couple of musicians under the name Mabon, and that had petered out a couple of Welsh musicians. And then we were playing together for Welsh folk dancing as dance band musicians. Hooked up with a couple of the guys, Yola Whelan, who's still a drummer in the band now, and original fiddler was his brother Gareth Whelan. And as I say, we all came from there playing for folk dancing, and then we quickly started taking it into more concert performance areas. And so he was the one who said, oh, do you fancy doing this? And I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, give it a go. It became my apprenticeship, really, because I wasn't a serious gigging musician at that stage. I was still in school, and so it was a real, you know, work experience on the job, and it's just developed down the years.
Not difficult to be with your father in that situation?
I think I'll have to say no comment on that. On that one.
Okay.
Yeah, we're ups and downs. Yeah.
Thank you.
Womack, so you'll get a clap of your hands. And jump up and down, make some noise, go on. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on the tambourine, Yola Whelan.
That was Galician Stylee by Mabon, one of the groups featured at the Music Wales Showcase here at Womex in Copenhagen. Next week in World Roots, there's more from the Womex showcases, including a new voice from Mali, Fatoumata Diawara, as well as one of the big veteran names on the world music scene, Congolese singer Papa Wemba. Let's end today with a stunning new collaboration between North Indian slide guitarist Pandit Vishwa Mohan Bhatt and the brilliant folk traditions from the desert of Rajasthan. The band is called Desert Slide.
the band Desert Slide, performing last weekend in Copenhagen at the Womex World Music Fair. World Roots was introduced by Lucy Duran, and the producer was Roger Short.
As the dark November nights draw in, the Cool Cats come out to play. Radio 3 brings you exclusive radio coverage of the 2010 London Jazz Festival. Some of the greatest living jazz musicians converge on London for 10 days of 18-karat music making. And if you can't get down to the Big Smoke, you can hear more than ever before from the festival on BBC Radio 3. Festival performances in Jazz Lineup, Performance on 3 and World Roots, and special editions of Jazz Record Requests and Jazz Library. And we'll kick off with a live launch show with some of this year's festival stars at Ronnie Scott's. This Friday night at 10 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, and talking of Jazz Library. And here's Alan Shipton.
The subject of today's Jazz Library is one of the greatest pianists in jazz, and joining me to talk about the music of Teddy Wilson is another pianist who's specialised in this area of jazz, Martin Litton. Martin, let's start by just thinking about Teddy and what was special about his playing, because in his life story he says there were three great influences on him.
Yeah, that's right. Fats Waller, Earl Hines and Art Tatum. This special thing that he brought to jazz was this kind of single-note, linear right-hand style, which was developed from Hines. I mean, Hines played in a kind of a horn-like way, but he was much more extrovert character, and I think what Teddy did was more modest, and I think he smoothed out the Hines style, so you get this more flowing approach, lyrical approach, but in single notes. So it's less like, well, we talk about Earl Hines' trumpet style in octaves. This was more like a clarinet.
There's another aspect to his playing, which we're going to hear in a minute on one of his early solo versions of George Gershwin's Liza, and that's the fact that although he cites both Art Tatum and Fats Waller as influences, he wasn't really a stride pianist in the sense that he played huge 13ths and this very big striding left hand. In a way, I always think of him as sort of tiptoeing rather than striding. It's a very close match between the pedal note, the bass note on the first and third beat of the bar, and the chord that comes on the second and fourth.
Yeah, he had a much lighter and drier left hand than Waller. Here in this recording of Liza, this is quite an early thing, that at that period he was much heavier than he became. He lightened his style later. It's much heavier and stride-like. I mean, he took this thing from Waller with the tenths in the left hand on the beats 1 and 3, but he would also walk them as well in parallel, which might have been something he got from Tatum, of course.
Yeah, there are similarities in the style. And we should say by this point that Teddy Wilson was not an unknown pianist. He'd known Art Tatum in Toledo, Ohio, where the two of them had worked on various radio programmes. And then he'd had a spell in Louis Armstrong's big band. So he was somebody who'd got a reputation. And I suspect this was 1934. He was playing in very much the style of that era.
I don't think we hear him with the same kind of poise and control that he acquired later on. There's a slight headlong feeling about this recording, and it's much more in the Hines idiom.
Thank you. Eliza, Teddy Wilson playing cello piano, we think on the 22nd of May 1934, but it might have been the year before. We've taken that from a now rather hard-to-find album called Teddy Wilson Piano Solos on the Affinity label, but it's readily available for download, and that's a track that I do commend to you if you want to get to grips with Teddy Wilson's earlier style. Not long after this, 1935, he joined the Benny Goodman Trio, and this was a great moment in jazz history because it was the first racially integrated group to get national exposure. It wasn't the first group of that kind to record, but it was the first one to play regular concerts all around the States. And Martin, you've gone for one of the most famous trio performances with Gene Krupa, Benny and Teddy, which is After You've Gone, and he seems to be a one-man rhythm section really here. Krupa's almost decorating what Teddy does.
Yeah, mostly behind Goodman, he's vamping, but he puts various little touches. When Goodman takes the break, he's got this lovely held chord, and they're very much in tune with one another, and it's a very tight, well-rehearsed little group. I mean, they did rehearse a lot.
One thing that stands out about it, after the two choruses, as you say, of Benny's solo, where Teddy's not appearing to do very much at all, he then takes this rather spectacular break, which gives the impression of a key change that doesn't actually happen.
Yes, it does, yeah. I mean, all these little bridge passages he played were wonderful. You could hear that happening in Liza, of course.
Other things that we could pick out from this, I notice in the beginning chorus where we actually hear the tune, Teddy's commenting quite brilliantly on Benny's statement of the theme, and that's another thing that he was to develop in his small group playing, which was this idea of adding a gentle but complete commentary on what was going on.
Yes, that's right. It's a conversation, and I mean, this is really what jazz is. It's a conversation between instruments, and of course when you're playing in this format with just three people, you've got that chance to develop that conversation.
After You've Gone, the Benny Goodman Trio, on the 13th of July, 1935. Benny with Teddy Wilson, the subject of today's programme, and Gene Krupa on drums. And that's from the Benny Goodman Trio and Quartet Volume 1, After You've Gone on Bluebird. A bit hard to find, but it came out again on the complete small group recordings of Benny Goodman on that same Bluebird label. It's also quite readily available for download. We're going to follow the story of that small group within the Goodman organisation by the addition to it of Lionel Hampton on vibes, and we could have chosen one of dozens of wonderful recordings that the group made. But I thought it might be interesting, Martin, if we looked at his interpretation of what was originally a Fats Waller piano piece, Handful of Keys.
I mean, it's something that Teddy played as a teenager. I mean, he learnt it note for note off Waller's record, and I think the thing he admired about Waller's performance was note perfect. You know, he said, you won't hear a wrong note in that record. And I think you get the same sense of flawlessness in Teddy's own performance. And it's something we think of when we think of Wilson, you know, perfection.
Yes, it's very apparent here in the second chorus. We hear the band doing this rather sort of trilly, trebly arrangement of Fats's theme, which is basically just running up the F major scale. And then you get to the second chorus, and it is a facsimile of what Fats would have played, with Krupa sort of hammering away in the background.
That's right, yeah. I mean, he walks the tenths a bit more in the left hand. We can hear that technique going on.
Can you just explain that, Martin? Because you've used this phrase before.
You have the bass note, and then the thumb will play the note 10 notes above. And usually with Wilson, as per Tatum, they will play a note in the middle, maybe the fifth degree of the scale with the third finger. And then they will walk this in parallel motion up and down the scale.
So that instead of doing the sort of umpah pattern of stride, which we'd have heard with Fats Waller, they keep the hand in the same formation and move it up and down the keyboard.
That's right, yeah. And Teddy does another thing at very fast tempos where he plays the bass note and then that fifth and the tenth above it, and he splits them. So he'll play that as a kind of an umcha thing. So it's kind of like a half stride, but it suits his right hand at very fast tempos.